Hi, I'm Terry Griffith. I'm here with my co-host, Steve Bogetti, and we're Bark Radio.
Hey, Bark Radio listeners, you know what we're going to do today? Do you know?
Reindeer games.
Oh, really? Okay. Maybe puppy dog games.
Okay, puppy dog games.
We just think it's time to be a little bit silly, and Terry has the two perfect dogs for silly.
Amen to that.
Yeah, they're Sparky and Surrey. If you haven't met them, you are going to get to see them in action. And they are catalog mixes, and they just party down at his house a lot.
Well, we like to do a lot of brain games.
Mm-hmm.
And so we've gotten kind of creative with some stuff. So we've went to Ben Franklin's store and picked up different doodads for them to open and close and that type of stuff. So boxes.
Do they do that with noses, paws, or both?
Typically, it depends.
Okay.
Usually the paw, but Sparky also is a nose person, and it depends a little bit on the box. So some of the boxes are more nose-friendly to open because mm-hmm. you're pushing it up.
Okay.
Other ones are slider boxes, so you're pulling forward, and that's a more natural action.
And so you obviously put food inside.
Yeah, that's a motivator.
So, guys, when you see the video of this, what you're going to see is a really inexpensive, cool, fun way to be creative with your dogs.
Right. These are $1, $2 a box, and most craft stores have them. They're pre-made little boxes.
Very cool.
You don't have to do nothing with them.
Yeah.
It's great.
Yeah. So, also, though, there are all kinds of interactive board games for dogs now.
Yeah. Yeah,
and what's this casino thing?
Well, I've got two games from Nina Ottison, not sure how you pronounce that, but and it's basically it's a large flat rectangle that has drawers in it,
mm-hmm.
and dog bone shaped pieces that push down through the top to lock them. So they have to remove the bone to open the drawer.
Wow!
To get the cookie.
That's so, thinking.
Right. There's a lot of thought process behind it.
That is so cool.
And it's interesting to watch them get the association.
And they do.
It takes time, and it depends on the dog. Mm-hmm. Sparky sometimes seems to blank mm-hmm. and just goes for the drawer.
Wow.
And if you just, what I do with Sparky, I'll just touch the bone and say, take
it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so he goes, oh, yeah.
I forgot. I'm supposed to do that.
Dang it. And then so he goes through and removes the bones.
Okay.
So that's pretty neat.
That's a cool one. That's one I've not played with my dogs.
It's a lot of fun. Murphy'd be great. I don't know the other dogs well enough to know. I suspect they'll be fine with it.
But the thing that makes the difference in Murphy, because I've got some of these kinds of games at home, he learned as a very young dog, because of stuff I trained him, that he can use his nose and he can use his paws to do stuff. The other dogs weren't trained to that. And it's really interesting when you take adult dogs, and in some cases senior dogs, who've never ever used their paws like a hand or their nose like a hand, and you introduce something like this. Sometimes they get it, sometimes they don't. It's really interesting. And, you know, you help them to make sure that they do eventually succeed. But it's fascinating to watch puppies, young adult dogs, and older dogs. And based on their lives and what they've learned how to do in their lives, just there's a lot of difference
yeah.
from dog to dog on how they do these games.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that goes back to the thing that we've always preached is every dog's unique.
Oh, yeah. And what I found about my Cody, she's 9 years old,
mm-hmm.
And she never had anything like this in her life. But that dog is very food-driven. And you know what? When she gets bored... She's the only dog in the house of the five labs who will not eat the board game if things don't go her way. Because I found pieces of one of them one day where they did eat the board game. But I'll just put her in a room by herself with a loaded toy and come back in 10 minutes and it's empty. And just, it's something while I'm making coffee, it's
right.
like, I don't want my dog bored. So I plunk it in there with it. And she's, because if I don't leave her in a room by herself, there will be four other dogs trying to help
Helpers,
her.
Helpers, yeah.
But she's amazing. She taught herself this stuff. You know, she just, one thing didn't work. If a push didn't work, she'd try a pull. If a paw didn't work, she'd try a nose. It's really neat stuff.
Yeah. What I find interesting with Sparky is he quickly defaults to the chewing.
Oh, that's what Murphy does.
Yeah.
You know, if it doesn't immediately happen, and if it's made of wood especially,
yeah.
I'm going to put my head sideways on the board, and I'm going to start munching up.
Yep.
It's like, no, no. So let's see. We
got another one. And this one's a horrible, horrible name. because it's called the Dog Treat Fighter, but dog and fighter are larger than the word treat.
Right, and that's just kind of a goofy thing, not appropriate.
It's not appropriate. This is neat. This one's wooden. The first one we talked about, the Dog Casino is what they call it, was plastic. Same company makes them, and you can get different games both ways. This one has basic little slider things that you put treats under. So they, again, you can use nose, use paw. You see both dogs doing both.
But they have to move them. They have to move them because they'll only come out at one place on the slider.
Correct.
And so you'll see them pushing and pulling and pushing and pulling. And they'll go to the other side and try it a different direction. Then all of a sudden it pops out and there's their treat.
Yep.
Very cool game.
It's neat. That's the first one we bought. And it's still good. Even though both dogs are very, very fast at it now, Suri's like,
done. What's next?
Yeah.
Okay, we have to keep challenging Miss Suri.
Yeah, she's high maintenance.
I got that part. Uh-huh. Okay,
so this one we actually picked up. This is a different company. I don't even know who the company is. It's just called Mind Games, and we got it at CVS. It was very inexpensive. It was $15. It's actually three games in one, and there's different things that they slide or push or pull, and you change a couple of key components on the board, and it changes what the game is like.
That's pretty cool. You got it at the drugstore.
Yeah, $15. Cheap.
Wow.
It's not as heavy-duty as the other two. Mm-hmm. But it's still interesting because it's a variation.
Mm-hmm.
Similar ideas, different variations.
And the more, you know, interest and challenge you can put into your dog's lives, I mean, it's just cool stuff.
Yeah.
And one of the things that I've noticed, I've taken some of these around to clients to see how their dogs respond.
Mm-hmm.
And the dog who so far got one of the harder ones and quickest was probably about 4.5 months old, 5 months old at the time. And I swear to you, she looked at it, she smelled it, and then she laid down and with her like legs around the board game, and she just started using her nose. It's the one that slides, and you have to pull pegs up to get it to slide. She's like, flap, 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 flap. And I'm like, you have got to be kidding me, girlfriend. I mean, she was just a whiz at this game. I've seen other dogs who just look at it and go, huh?
Yeah.
Seriously. And if they're not real food driven, they're going to be less inclined to be interested in it.
I have not tried it on a non-food driven dog.
Yeah.
I don't.
We don't know any, for starters.
Yeah.
But, and the other thing I want to try, haven't done it yet, but I work with really young puppies.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to like pick the simplest one and even break it down to simpler terms and see what like 8-week-old puppies do with it. I think it'll be really an interesting experience.
Yeah, you should videotape that too. That'd be really good comparison. That's the one thing that actually that the folks are going to see is that as we've played with it with our dogs, I've taken and videotaped it every time we've gotten a new toy because it's interesting to watch.
Mm-hmm.
And it's even interesting to watch the beginning from advanced stages of the same game and how they've refined it on their own. It's pretty neat to compare.
That's really cool. And I'll tell you, there is one other thing, way I've used one of these games, you guys. Murphy's a therapy dog, and we were working with a paraplegic at the VA hospital, and she needed a lot of therapy for her hands. And I took one of these board games in one day, and when you're trying to learn how to have dexterity in your hands again, picking up a dog treat and putting it where it belongs on the board game is a challenge. But that was her job. She loaded the board game, and she loved Murphy, so she was really enthusiastic about doing it. And then she had to place the inserts and move them with her hand, all of that. So all of that was actually physical therapy for her.
Yeah.
And then the prize for her was getting to watch Murphy then find the treats. And so it was just a wonderful thing, a wonderful tool to use in a therapy situation.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
Yeah, man. And just for those of you who do therapy dog work, even when you go on visits, I've taken them with me on visits. And just get people love to watch it.
Right. When we go out to Covenant Woods, we always take stuff. I haven't taken the games, but we always take boxes and a wide variety of different types and shapes of boxes, because to put the cookie in there and watch the dog just go, okay, and bink done.
Yeah,
I'm
people
in.
Are like flabbergasted because they've never seen dogs do this.
Well, it's easy, actually.
It's food.
It's food, and you use natural movements.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
absolutely.
The pencil box one that, mm-hmm. that what the folks will see was natural paw movement for a dog, and now I, you know, put a treat, had a box that slid, and put a word to it.
That's all
it's just,
it is. That's
all it is. It's yeah. very easy.
So I think you guys will enjoy the videos that Terry has taken, and it'll give you some ideas for your own dogs. And we'll put links up about these particular board games, where you can find them. I know that the one set of games, a lot of them are on Amazon.com.
Right.
But anyway, great stuff, guys. You need to keep your dogs, you know, learning new things and having fun.
Yeah, mental stimulation is as important as exercise.
Absolutely. All right.
On that.
Cool beans.
Go have fun.
Uh-huh.